I remember reading a story about a store clerk in the city of Philadelphia. It was a particular Thursday at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when gunshots started ringing out right outside his store. And so he hit the ground to protect himself because bullets started flying in through the windows, breaking the glass and hitting things along the wall. And as he was on the ground, a bullet happened to hit a pound cake that was up on a shelf above him, causing the pound cake to fall down and hit him on the head, which caused him to look down, which is when he realized that there was a hole in his shirt. A bullet hole. But he wasn't bleeding, and he wasn't hurt at all. And so he looked at the hole in the shirt, and he saw that behind the hole was his belt buckle, and inside the belt buckle, attached to the belt buckle, was a bullet. The bullet had gone through his shirt, and it had stopped at his belt buckle. His belt buckle saved his life. He didn't see the bullet coming in. He didn't see it go into his belt, so he didn't have time to react to those things. He didn't even know that he should, and yet he ended up being safe, reminding us that you don't always need to see what's going on in order to be okay. And we see that in the Bible. We see that in the life of a man named Saul in the book of Acts, chapter 9. Shortly after the time that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, Christians in the area at the time, they knew what they were seeing. They were seeing that life was really hard for Christians, that their lives weren't safe. They were seeing a lot of Christians taken away from their friends and their families and their homes and being persecuted and even killed, and they saw that there was one man who was in charge of overseeing the whole thing, and that was a man named Saul. It says this about Saul in Acts chapter 9. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the Way, believers in Jesus, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. So Paul is on his way to the city of Damascus, but then one day, as he's on the road to Damascus, suddenly Saul couldn't see a thing. It goes on to say, as he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go to the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless. They heard the sound, but they didn't see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand into Damascus. And so the same Jesus that he had been persecuting ended up blinding him, to humble him, to show him that the Lord was paying attention to what he was doing, to show him that the Lord was really in control. And from that moment on, Christians around the area, they started to see something different. They saw a reason to believe that they were going to be okay. They saw a reason to be confident that God was going to take care of them, even if they saw bad things happening. And now as we get into the new year, there might be some good things you're hoping to see as you get into this new year that you never end up seeing. There might be some bad things, some troubling things that you end up seeing that you hoped and prayed would never be coming. But whatever it is that you see, what we see here is a reason to be confident. Because Christians are those who live by faith in a God who's always watching and always paying attention. Just consider this. For we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord, so we make it our goal to please Him. And do you know who wrote that? That we make it our goal to please Him, to please God? The same Saul that was persecuting Christians. God turned his life around. And this week, as we look into the new year, we'll be looking at the grace that turned his life around to give us strength as we walk into this new year.